Blog Talk Radio.
I wish I had the time to tell you a story about a man called Shouting John, but I don't have that time tonight. But you gotta realize, if old John was here, after going through, he'd look back at that old mule and said, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, hold my mule. I feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like praising, praising him. Well, well, help me out, y'all.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I feel like praising, praising the Lord. Praise God to you on this wonderful evening. Praise God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And we come before you on this evening once again, giving God first and foremost all praise and honor in the name of Jesus for who he is. And all that he's done. I want to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who's very instrumental in the advancement of Monument of Hope and Deliverance, as well as David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We're very active in the ministry, and we just ask in the name of Jesus that I, as well as my wife and the ministry here with a brother out of Los Angeles named Brother Andrew, Minister Andrew Orlander, who also brings word, give you encouragement and peace. All those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk Radio, and archive. You can see us in AOL. You can see us in Skype. You can see us and hear us. And we ask that you continue to support us and pray for us, as we too will continue to pray for you. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And I thank you for tuning in on today. We're continuing forth, praise God, the reading of Genesis to Revelation. We've just completed, praise God, on yesterday, the book of Genesis. Now we actually began reading Exodus. We finished up with the first chapter, and we were starting up on the second chapter in the book of Exodus. I say once again, the book of Exodus. And praise God, once again, it's truly a wonderful day. And this is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. Once again, all those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Twitter, AOL, we ask God to continue to bless you, 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 and you. Amen. Amen. We're going to come forth and continue reading out of the book of Exodus in chapter 2. Before we go, we want to pray for all those that are going through, amen, going through whatever issue, situation that they are. We want to pray for them once again. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, once again, we come before you, giving you praise, honor, and glory for who you are. We thank you for all of what you've done, but we thank you for what you are doing that has yet to come to pass, yet it's already happened in the spirit. We thank you for what it is that you do for us, the strength and the deliverance that you've given unto us. And we pray for those that are ailing and sick on today. We come together collectively, trusting, believing in you for a miraculous healing, a miraculous opportunity, or jobs opening up, and Lord God, making bills met. You said in your word that you never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. And we thank you. As your word says that you provide all of our needs and according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And we thank you for those that are in need of that prayer and deliverance and understanding on this day. We ask that, Lord God, continue to bless them, heal them, and open opportunities, doors, and windows for them. For you said you will continue, Father God, to open up the windows of heaven and shower us down a prayer and a blessing that we would not have room enough to receive. So with that prayer, I ask that, Lord God, you make present needs met in Jesus' name. We give you praise, honor, and glory. Amen. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And we are continuing the book of Exodus, chapter 2, in the name of Jesus. If there went a man of the house of Levi and took a wife, a daughter of Levi, and the woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw him that he was godly child, a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she had could not longer hide him, she took with pit and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flag by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off and with what would be done to him. The daughter of the Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she went and set her mind, to set it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and before the baby wept. And she had compassion on him and said, "This one is a Hebrew child." It said, then said his sister, the Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call to thee a nurse and the Hebrew woman that she may nurse the child for thee?" The Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go," and the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, "Take this child away, and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages." And the woman took the child and nursed it, and the child grew. And she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he began her son. And she called his name Moses. And she said, "Because I drew him out of the water." And it came to pass in the days when Moses was grown that he went out unto his brother and looked in the burden, and he spied an Egyptian smiting the Hebrew, one of his brethren. And he looked his way and that way and saw that there was no man. He slew the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, behold, two men of the Hebrews strove together. And he said to him, "That did the wrong. Wherefore smitest thou thy fellow? And he said, "Who made thee a prince and a judge over us? Intendest thou to kill me, and thou killest the Egyptian?" And Moses feared and said, "Surely this thing is known." Now when Pharaoh heard that this thing, he sought to slay Moses, but Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well. Now the priest of Midian had 7 daughters, and they came and drew water and filled and the troughs to water their father's flock. And the shepherds came and drove them away. But Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock. And when they came to rule their father, he said, "How is it that thou art come as soon today?" And they said, "An Egyptian delivered us out of the hand of the shepherds and offered you water enough for us and watered the flock." And he said unto his daughters in words, "Is he? Why is it that ye have left the man?" He called, "Call him, and he may eat bread." And Moses was content to dwell with the man. And he gave Moses Zipporah, his daughter, and she bore him a son. And he called his name Gershom. And he said, for he said, "I have been a stranger in a strange land." And it came to pass in process and time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage. And they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. And God heard it from groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect upon them. Chapter 3. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of the Midianites, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame and a fire out of the mist and bush. And he looked, and behold, a bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, "I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt." And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, "Moses, Moses." And he said, "Here I am, I." And he said, "Draw not nigh neither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover," he said, "I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, "I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrow. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land onto the good land, and a large unto the land of flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." And Moses said unto God, "Who am I, that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt. And he said, certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee, that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God unto this mountain. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and thou shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of our fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations. Go. Go. Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt unto the land of the Canaanites, and to the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, unto the land flowing with milk and honey. And they shall hearken to thy voice, and thou shalt come, thou and the elders of Israel, unto the king of Egypt. And ye shall say unto him, the Lord God of Hebrews hath met with us, and now let us go 3 days. 3 days' journey unto the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. And I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go. No, not by the mighty hand. And I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when you go, you shall not go empty. But every woman shall borrow of her neighbor and of her that sojourneth with her house, jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And ye shall put them upon your sons and upon your daughters, and ye shall spoil the Egyptians. Chapter 4. And Moses answered and said, but behold, thou wilt not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, the Lord hath not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, what is it that in thine hand? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. Cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thine hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand, that they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, and the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee. And the Lord said furthermore unto thee, put now thy hand unto thy bosom. And he put his hand unto his bosom, And when he put it out, behold, his hand was leprosy as now, as snow. And he said, put thy hand into the bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again and plucked it out in his bosom. And behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, that thou shalt take of the water of the river and pour it upon the dry land. And the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood unto the dry land. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto the servant, but I am slow of speech and of slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, who hath made man's mouth? Or who hath maketh the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I, the Lord God, the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. And he said, O my Lord, sin, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. And he said, is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee. And when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. And thou shalt speak unto him and put his words in his mouth, and I will be with thee, thy mouth, and with his mouth, and will teach you what you should do. And he shall be thy spokesman unto the people, and he shall be even shall be to thy inside instead of mouth, and thou shalt be to him instead of God. And thou shalt take his rod in thy hand, with thou shalt be signed. And Moses went to return to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said unto him, let me go, I pray thee, and return unto my brother which are in Egypt, and see whether they be yet alive. And Jethro said unto Moses, go in peace. And the Lord said unto Moses and Midian, go, return into Egypt, for all the men are dead which sought thy life. And Moses took his wife and his sons and set them upon his asses, and he returned to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the rod of God in his hand. And the Lord said unto Moses, when thou goest to return to Egypt, see that thou do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thy hand. But I will harden his heart, that he shall not let the people go. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto thee, let my son go. And he served me. And if thou refuse to let him go, Behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn. And it came to pass by the way in the end that the Lord met him and sought to kill him. Then Zipporah took the sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at his feet and said, "Surely, a bloody husband art thou to me." So he let him go. Then she said, "A bloody husband thou art, because of the circumcision." And the Lord said unto Aaron, "Go unto the wilderness to meet Moses." And he went and met him in the Mount of God and kissed him. And Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord who had sent him and all the signs which he had commanded him. And Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel. And Aaron spoke all the words which the Lord had spoken unto Moses, and did the signs in the sight of the people. And the people believed, and when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel, and that he had looked upon their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshipped. Chapter 5. And afterward Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness." And Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go." And they said, "The God of the Hebrews hath met with us. Let us go, we pray thee, 3 days' journey into the desert and sacrifice unto the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us, upon pestilence, or with the sword." And the king of Egypt said unto them, "Wherefore do ye, Moses and Aaron, let the people from their work get ye unto your brothers your burden?" And Pharaoh said, "Behold, the people of the land now are many, and ye make thee rest from the burden." And Pharaoh commanded the same day the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, "Ye shall no more give the people straw to make bricks, as therefore theretofore, let them go and gather straw for themselves." And the tale of the bricks which they did make thereto for, ye shall lay upon them. Ye shall not diminish aught thereof. For they be idle, therefore they cry, saying, "Let us go and sacrifice to our God. Let their more work be laid upon the men, that they may labor therein. And let them not regard vain words." And the taskmasters of the people went out, and their officers, and they spoke to the people, saying, "Thus saith Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go, ye, get ye straw where ye can find it, yet not aught of your work shall be diminished." So the people were scattered abroad throughout all the land of Egypt to gather stubble instead of straw. All of the taskmasters had hasted them fame, fulfilling your work, your daily task, as when there was straw. And the officers of the children of Israel, which Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten and demanded, "Therefore, when you not fulfill tasks in making bread, both yesterday and today, as here before, then the officers of the children of Israel came and cried unto Pharaoh, saying, Wherefore dealest thou thus with thy servants? Here is no straw, giving unto thy servants, and they say to us, Make brick, and behold, thy servants are beaten, but the fault is in thine own people. But he said, Ye are idle, and ye are idle. Therefore ye say, Let us go and go sacrifice to our God, to our Lord. Go therefore now, the Lord, the work, for there shall no straw be given you, yet shall you deliver the tale of bricks. And the officers of the children of Israel did see that they were in an evil state. After it was said, Ye shall not mend for our bricks of your daily task. And they meet Moses and Aaron, who stood in the way. And they came forth from Pharaoh. And they said unto them, The Lord took upon you the judge, because ye have made our Savior to be a hair in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of his servants, to put a sword in their hand and to slay us. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, Lord, wherefore hast thou so evil entreated his people? Why is it that thou hast set me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he hath done evil to this people, neither hast thou delivered thy people at all. The ending, praise God, of chapter 5 in the book of Exodus. I thank you for tuning in and listening to the reading of the Bible, Genesis to Revelation. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, and I thank you for your time. Tune in. Tomorrow's going to be Friday the 25th. No, I'm sorry. Thursday the 25th. We will continue forth a Bible reading. As we continue forth that Bible reading, we ask you to tune in with us and give us the support that we need to continue to bring your advancement, to bring your understanding, to give you prayer, and to give you the understanding and encouragement that you can overcome. Whatever situation that you have going on, you can overcome. We thank you once again for joining us on today. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw. This is of David and Diane, Ministries and Friends. This is Thursday, February 25th of 2021. You meet us on tomorrow, Friday. And tomorrow, Friday, we'll be happy to continue forth. We will be continuing forth reading starting at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. And remember, as you always believe and we feel, that no matter what you go through, no matter how you've experienced or what you've experienced, have the faith and trust that no weapon formed against you, against us, shall prosper. God bless you.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. to know it's